illustrates the importance of the cash. This just measures the speed of a conventional sequential computer, a high-end RS 6000, and this is the measured performance on a simple inner product, the vector dot product of x dot y, of two vectors, and here's the vector length. And then for very small vectors, you have a performance of around 50 megaflops. And then for large vectors of length around 10,000, it goes down to about 28 megaflops. And the reason for that is that on a problem like this, and in fact most sequential machines, you end up being dominated by memory access, and the purpose of the cache is to ensure that the data is, if possible, sitting in very fast memory next to the CPU. If you have a very large vector, it will not fit into the cache, and therefore as you get so the performance will decrease, because the observed performance is not actually measuring the performance of the CPU, but the resultant effect of having both a CPU and the memory accesses. So this degradation of almost a factor of two says that half the time is spent refilling the cache, or equivalently accessing memory. And actually accessing, the reason I just put this foil here, in some sense, designing a computer is dominated by accessing memory, because that's what's actually a hard part about designing a computer, is trying to get the data next to the CPU. We talked about this when we discussed the performance of that Laplace example. What do? We try to transfer the data from one processor to the processor that needed it. So we needed to get it near to the CPU. So that's effectively the user doing the same thing as a cache does automatically on a sequential machine. A cache automatically moves data from main memory to very fast memory next to the machine, and then registers make it even faster and make it even closer to the CPU. What you're doing on a distributed memory machine, like we analyzed from the Laplace's equation, is effectively doing what's done in a cache, but doing it by hand. And you're doing it because there's even greater penalty on a shared on a parallel distributed memory machine for accessing the memory when it's stored in a different processor and you have to send messages to get it. So if you like, what's usually called data locality is the key concept in all high-performance computers. The key to getting good performance is to get these very fast CPUs and arrange your software and your algorithms so that the information they need to do their computation is sitting as near as possible to the CPU. Preferably in registers, not registers cache. If not in cache, one of the caches, the main memory of the CPU attached to that main memory bank. If it's not there, then at least have it in a memory of another node in the parallel machine, and worst of all, have it on a disk, which is then paging. I mean, we would get even worse performance if we had such a large vector that the system had to page and send the information out the disk. So memory access is sort of is effectively the dominant issue. It's not usually phrased in that fashion.